future of our cities, if we do it right, is going to be super cool. I mean, we're talking about growing biological material as the literal foundation of a whole city. We're going to get there, though. Hang on. Just bear with me. We can live in a variety of different places. So when you think of deserts, you probably think like brown and dead. It's not great. But we could actually transform the Sahara into a pretty lush desert. NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies laid out a plan to pump desalinated seawater from the coast into the Sahara. And it could use these pipes to irrigate fields of eucalyptus trees. As the trees took root, they would replenish the soil and cause more rainfall, which would then cause even more growth. Because eucalyptus, it survives well in heat, and then it could be watered using those pipes. But over time, as they took root, it would lower the Sahara's temperature by 8 degrees Celsius, bring clouds in because of increased humidity to reflect the sun's rays back into space, cooling it down a little more, and the trees could capture 8 billion tons of carbon per year, which would be amazing. Of course, there's a few problems with this, the main problem being that it costs like $2 trillion. It's kind of a lot. We can even live underwater. It's expensive, but it is also possible. The technology exists to create underwater colonies now for like 100 people at a time. They use plans from like bunker-like habitats. But there are problems. You know, you have different diseases when you live in closed environments like that. Not to mention you aren't going to see as much of the sun, so you're going to have problems with paleness and vitamin D production issues. A lot of aquanauts have reported their sense of taste diminishes, but these are things that we can overcome if it came to living underwater.